brows and a mouth that curled slightly at the corners in some silent amusement as he looked at me. His hair, long and thin at the top, was going to gray at the temples. His square-cut beard, with its braids down both sides, was already almost entirely gray. He was a tree of a man, broad of shoulder and sinewy of arm, as befitted a smith who spent most of his days working with the iron of war chariots and the bronze and iron of armor and swords. But his belly was round and full and deep. He clearly did not go hungry. I wanted to look at him and feel the yearnings so often described in the songs of Astartu. I wanted to feel my blood quicken and my body soften in readiness of his embrace. I wanted to feel joy that he was my husband. I wanted some stirring of love in my heart, or even to think that I might like him, that he and I might hope for happiness together. But that curling at the corners of his mouth looked cruel to me, and the narrowing of his eyes, as he sized me up, a look I had seen in men enumerating the good and bad points of a cow or ewe or mare they were buying, sent a tiny arrow of dread into my heart. This was a mistake, I wanted to tell my father and my mother. I was not yet ready to marry. But I was already so old. I was 19, and had been old enough for a husband at 15. My parents had turned away other offers for me because the men had been too poor, or not well established in trades, or foreign. They had waited to find a good husband for me. And this man, Heber, was the best husband I could hope for. I was not a king's daughter, or the daughter of a general, or a priest. I could not hope to find myself married to a Shah, a prince. I was the daughter of craftsmen, weavers and dyers, and my parents could be proud that they had done so well for me. Even I had to think that the price of matched oxen and a silver house idol in exchange for a woman who would be a second wife was extravagant. When the priest declared us married, the music started up again. So loudly this time I almost could not hear myself think. Everyone danced first, and drank wine, and feasted. And then we danced some more. This time, the Wei Pasehu, the traditional leaping dance of Baal, where the women's circle started separate from the men's circle, and the men's circle began around the altar. Then one woman broke the chain and led all the women into the center of the men's circle.